Chapter 8, Really Being Possessed. Personal pronouns, person and number, loose relations with the possessive suffix s, alienable and inalienable possession, possessive ed suffix, talented, spirited, gifted, possessives with of, the mother of the child, the title of the book. Day 36. Mine eyes have seen the glory.
In music class the other day, we were singing Battle Hymn of the Republic, and something right in the very first line struck me as kind of odd.
How so?
Well, it goes, mine eyes have seen the glory of...
And what's odd about it?
Mine eyes. Why mine eyes? Shouldn't it be my eyes?
Today, yes. But the text of the hymn is reminiscent of the kind of English spoken in Shakespeare's time.
So in Shakespeare's time, they also went around saying, my nose, mine mouth, mine foot?
No, it was my nose, my mouth, my foot, etc., then as well as now.
You mean it used to be my mouth, but mine eyes?
Yes. Think about it, Patrick. Mine enemy, but my friend. Mine arm, but my leg. So what's going on?
Well, I guess it must be the sound of the word that follows. I, enemy, arm, all begin with vowels. Mouth, friend, leg, with consonants.
Okay. But phrase it in the form of a generalization.
It was mine before vowels, my before consonants.
What about mine honor, my habit?
Okay, it's before spoken vowels.
Right. By the way, what do you call the words my and mine?
Pronouns? Like I, me?
Yes, but my and mine are possessive pronouns. Are they the only ones?
No, of course not. There's your, their, our. That's all I can think of.
Come on. Plot them out the way we did before with the others, remember? The two dimensions are person and number.
Oh, okay. Let's see. For person, you've got first, second, third, and for number, you've got singular and plural. Here, I'll diagram it for you. Person. Second. Singular. Your. Plural. Our. There.
Beautiful. But what about mine, as in mine eyes, if we want to be a little historical?
Sure. Just make it my, mine.
Notice anything else worth mentioning in your little diagram?
Yeah. The word your. It's the only one that's both singular and plural. Why?
Well, it didn't used to be that way.
Back to Shakespeare again, Marta?
Let's say back to earlier times. You and your used to be plural only. The singular forms were thou and the possessive thy.
Oh, like, what was it? Honor thy father and thy mother?
Yes. And what about enemy?
Doing or not doing something to thine enemy, thy, thine, just like my, mine.
Thy cleverness is exceeded only by thine imagination.
Thou art really weird.